February 3rd, 2024. Be like the master. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? Matthew 10:24-25. Now in this culture, the belief was that the biggest goal for a disciple was to be like his teacher. It's like that of having a new hire at a workplace. The goal is to take that man or woman and produce someone who can take the place and get the work done. You have a goal of training. And we see Jesus giving them encouragement for this hard task, which implies that this mission would and will often leave them, you and I, weary, downcast, disheartened, and even hurt. We see a true leader to learn from here. Christ isn't just training these men, but he's preparing both their minds and giving them the risk alongside of encouragement. Christ never leaves us unprepared. He never left them unprepared. He gave them his spirit, and he gives us his spirit. This is a very important lesson to grasp in life. We need to look closely at the passages coming up. If we do, we can find the same encouragement given to these men and take comfort as we too carry out the mission. Now, I'm speaking to missionaries, dads, stay-at-home moms, pastors, children teachers, small group leaders, and the list goes on. The message is for everyone. Take heart. It's a hard task, and oftentimes it feels so unproductive. But let's hear what this first section offers. So number one, many who we seek to help won't want it. We read again, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Now, I know when we hear Christ talk to the Pharisees as we read scripture, it seems like he's full force against them. But as we saw earlier, Jesus was a compassion-filled man. He just said in the passages before, be harmless as doves and innocent as doves. It depends on which translation you have. He said in the Beatitudes to love your enemy. So it's been made clear that his corrections of these men were meant to benefit them. And we have to assume that they were out of love and compassion, even though they had hard hearts. They were meant to lead them out of the destructive counsel they were a part of. He was here to help, to give life. And they slandered and mocked and ridiculed him. He told them solid truth perfectly, no hypocrisy to thwart his witness, yet they didn't believe. This is very important for us to notice. Because if you look at yourself, you will find that you and I are not perfect like Jesus. This is plain. Indeed, we mess up often. But we can learn, even if we did do everything perfect. Let's see plainly, this wouldn't matter. Because Christ did it perfectly. And what happened? Mocked, ridiculed, name-called, crucified. Hardness of heart. This is an important lesson because many say, I'm talking to the moms, the dads, the teachers, the pastors. They say, if I only teach my kids the word of God, they'd be different. Or if only I would have said the right answer, he would have changed. Or again, I just think the congregation needs me to be better. Oh, my friends, the heart of man is more corrupt than we give them credit for. Scripture tells us plainly how corrupt it is. And if the master did all these things perfectly, and led perfectly and loved perfectly, and yet the men didn't change. We must see that we can't expect, with our best foot forward, to have any other results. Now, some will change, some will hear, and some will accept. But the ones who don't, we can't take personal all the time. We can't always think that more effort or a better us will change someone. They really need a miracle to change. It's an act of God to change a man. That's why He gives us His Holy Spirit to transform us, because we couldn't by ourselves. He gives us a new heart. And it's a hard lesson, but those who we seek to help will often hate us, even ignore and push us away. Do your best, pray for your people, and don't be crushed by the thought, if I only did better. Because if perfect wasn't enough and they still hated Him, be sure your betterness may still come up short. If our Master had it happen to Him, we too must expect nothing more or less. So number one, many who we seek to help won't want it. And we are like our teacher. We are like our Master. Number two, name calling or rejection is a Master thing. If they have called the Master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of His household? Now, men say harmful things. This is true. It's not hard to notice, and especially to those who are living a righteous, focused life. They see the good and find conviction of their own acts, so they lash out. We must see again that us being perfect won't change this either. They call the Master names and maligned Him. We are not perfect like our Master, but worse. So we can probably assume that the names given to us will probably be worse. But don't shrink back. If men call you and I names for following Christ, let us embrace it. We probably deserve the names anyways. Indeed, we would probably get called names if we didn't follow Christ. So if we must be ridiculed and mocked, let it be for Him. Our Master was one who was called names, but for all the best reasons. See, we should desire to be like Him. He was so solid and focused, never worried about how men thought of Him or what they said. He was an oak in the midst of blades of grass. His presence must have been so convicting, like a diamond in the midst of stones. This Master is truly someone to be like. So let us cling to Christ. Put your whole life in Him. Put your whole trust in Him. So here are the 2 points again. Number one, many who we seek to help won't want it. We can't take this personal and assume it's our fault all the time. We do act wrongly, and sometimes it is our fault because of our witness, but not mainly. They rejected the perfect, and they'll reject the imperfect. You living your best version of you isn't what saves men. The gospel saves men. People who cling to Christ are those who are changed. Number two, name calling and rejection is a Master thing. Live godly lives and embrace the insults. Let them roll off your back and count it a sign you're following your Master. And with this, let us have a happy Saturday.